Random House Audio presents God and the Gay Christian. This is the author, Matthew Vines. To all those who have suffered in silence for so long. Reclaiming Our Light. An Introduction. I grew up singing a chorus in Sunday school about how we should share the light of our faith with the world. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. We sang in the classrooms at my family's church in Wichita, Kansas. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. That was before I knew I was gay. Unfortunately, in recent years, many outside the church haven't been able to see our faith's light due to the rancor toward lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, LGBT people. Increasingly, young believers in particular feel caught in and repulsed by an often mean-spirited theological debate about sexual orientation. They long for a charitable yet biblically sound message on this topic that's not at odds with the Jesus of the Gospels. Most young people today, it seems, know someone who's been rejected by family, friends, or church after coming out. Citing chapter and verse, evangelical Christians have typically offered a response like this to the gay believers in their midst. We love you. It's your sin we hate. To be fair, many Christians now support same-sex relationships. But those who do tend to see Scripture as a helpful but dated guidebook, not as the final authority on questions of morality and doctrine.